Hello, welcome. Thank you. Wait a little bit there. They want to be like, what are we listening to?
Nothing there.
There's nothing there.
Call it this. Nothing. Turn it up.
It's a cruel joke.
Cruel joke.
Okay. Right, well, this is the Jobcast podcast.
Episode 17 of the Oddcast podcast.
Yep. Coming to you.
Live from a van.
From a van, a Universal Tyres van.
We will explain why in a minute, but we thought we'd just get a quick message in now because, hello, rude radio listeners. Please be aware that this is not the usual podcast standard. We are recording this on the road where we usually record from a studio, but
we're coming from a van.
We're driving a van. on the A130.
We're being chased by police. this is the last time you hear my voice.
It's like pirate radio. But it's not usually like this. If you want to hear what we're usually like, go and check us out on iTunes, Oddcast Podcast. You can hear what we normally sound like. I don't know, you might enjoy this one more. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But we recorded this. It's all been recorded now, it's all done.
Yep.
We recorded this on the way from Chelmsford to Basildon. Billy had to get a job done with a tyre. So we thought, we need to get a podcast done. We need to get it ready for Saturday.
Squeezed it in.
And we did it.
Yeah, earned a bit of money. And
so, this is recorded on an iPhone, so if the sound quality is a bit shit, that's why.
Yeah.
But please, listen, enjoy it, and stay tuned. And obviously, don't go in there afterwards, because at the end of this podcast, I'll play a little bit of music just to keep you happy. And then my show will start at 12, Adam at the Movies, and then the other one will start at 2. Yeah, Adam, the Indie Rock Show. So, this is episode 17 of the Oddcast Podcast.
17.
Listen to us, enjoy it, but don't judge us, please.
You don't have to enjoy it. You know, that's not an order.
Alright, you don't have to enjoy it.
Rock and roll all the way, baby.
Well, Eric's been very filled with jealousy since and decided it's time to get his miniature man bits puddazzled.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh my God!
And maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Bill!
Is that you introducing?
Yeah. This is not an Oddcast podcast. This is a Jobcast podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to record a normal episode, but no! Billy got called out on an urgent job, save the world. He's like Batman in a van. That's what he is.
Batman.
We're in the Batmobile at the moment. We're on our way down to Basildon, going from Chelmsford to Basildon. Is it Basildon?
Bas Vegas.
We're going to Bas Vegas, so we thought, fuck it, this is going to sound like shit, but we're going to record it on my iPhone.
Yes. So, it's a bit privileged, I think.
It's like a special
this
podcast.
This is us in our actual, time.
Yeah, not me, I have a respectable job.
Yeah.
Billy fights crime in the night, so we're going to go and beat some bad guys up.
Bad tyres.
Bad tyres, yeah, like that film, remember that trailer we showed you?
Bad tyres?
No, that rubber. Big massive wheel thing that was going to attack.
That's what we're going to find, man.
Yeah, we're going to go and get that, motherfuckers.
Well, tip off.
So yeah, this is the Jobcast podcast.
Episode 1.
Yeah. Oddcast, Jobcast, podcast. And I don't know how we're going to listen to this. I don't know whether we're going to put it up or... I think I will.
Yeah.
I'll put a massive warning.
Well, you are already.
I'm going to put a massive warning saying sound quality is going to be awful. I've got to tweak it. So all you're going to hear is like your rattly van.
It does rattle about, man. It's the wood in the back.
It's like the fucking Flintstones car.
Yeah.
I'm running. Yeah. I'm running and getting this going. That's
pushing it up the hill.
Yeah. So we have no idea what we're going to talk about because everything I planned.
I'm sort of trying to concentrate on driving.
Yeah, Bill, you concentrate on driving. I'll keep talking. You can speak. When don't crash. Oh, fuck that.
Well, I'll try not to.
That'd be the worst.
Yeah, we're going to save someone. I've crashed on the way.
How's that happened?
Yeah.
Explain what we're doing, Bill. What's happened? Come on.
Well, a lorry. I fitted a tyre on a lorry about 2 weeks ago, and I the driver asked me a few questions about the tyre, like if I thought it was good, Yeah, I sort of bigged it up quite a bit, and yeah, about an hour ago it fucking blew up. It's a brand new tyre.
You sold him a dud tyre.
But I didn't sell him a dud tyre. This tyre was supplied by someone else, only fitting it.
Right.
Okay. And it didn't blow up because of the way I fitted it, though.
You're right. So you're going to go and clean up someone else's mess?
Well, it's sort of, yeah, I take part responsibility for it.
Right, okay. So we're going to save someone. They stuck it inside the road?
No, he's actually made it back to his yard. I think the tyre blew out on the motorway.
So his van's just stuck there?
Yeah.
So you're going to go there, fix the van and leave the van?
It's not a van, it's a big lorry.
You're going to go there, fix the lorry and then leave the lorry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave it there, yeah.
So
it's a big lorry tyre.
So we got to go to your yard first and do what?
We go and get a new tyre.
Pick up the tyre?
Yeah, pick a tyre up.
Yep.
And then we're going to drive down to Las Vegas.
Go to Las Vegas?
Yes.
We'll proper as this Essex at his finest.
Oh, man, it's not his finest.
Well, yeah, well, for everyone else, they're like, yeah. What's Essex like? This is it. We're going to get you there.
If you were to see Essex on the telly, this is the sort
of... It's not the only way is Essex. That's more what, Brentwood?
Brentwood. Is it Romford, Essex?
Romford,
technically Essex. But if you live in Romford, they tend to say, I'm from London.
Yeah, because on the outskirts.
Yeah, but you're not.
Then you're not.
You're Essex.
You're Essex through and through.
Yeah. Wait there, you motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, there's some drivers on the road. All angry tonight.
They are. Everyone's wanting to get home. They're doing a lot of roadworks down the end here.
Yeah, yeah.
Road ahead closed.
See?
Yeah.
Not really, not.
Oh, hang on.
Can't be closed when you've got to get to your tyre yard.
Nah, that's it.
Go to the back cave.
Back cave? Yeah. That's where I live.
You live
where
in
I
the
work. Come on, you motherfucker, because you won't let me through.
No one's let. So you had to stop?
Yeah.
We're kind people. I'm not driving. No, driving, but
probably the politest white van man around.
Yeah.
I think. No, most of them are just...
Yeah.
I don't want to scratch my van.
Look, mate. So this is where road closed. And people are like, oh, but I need to get front. I live down there. Oh, look, there's a guy out there. And he's like, mate, I need to get round. He's not letting me through. Here you go. Bill's going to start telling these people, look, mate. Yep. We've been given the all clear.
Yeah, we're allowed down the closed road.
We're special people. Billy's.
Oh, just driven over the fence.
Billy just drove over the fence. See, this is it. This is it. We're special.
Needs.
Is there somebody in there? We're back on the road, right, tyres in the back of the van.
And we've just pulled out and we have pulled out onto a learner doing a 3-point turn in the road, and I swear she just looked over her shoulder, drove forward.
Yeah.
She just hit the fucking...
She's panicking. She's like, I didn't expect this to happen.
Yeah.
I didn't want this to happen to me.
I should be flashing my lights and beeping the horn, shouldn't I?
You should be rude, you should be that. We're on a mission, man. Come on.
Oh, mate. Fucking learners. Oh, he's been sitting there waiting to put the cones back. He was just had a face on a smacked ass.
There was a guy there whose job was to literally stand by the cones and tell people that were driving towards the cones to drive away.
Yeah.
Road's closed.
There's a big sign that says it as well.
Yep, but he was there to make sure, if you can't read...
For the people that can't read, because you know there's so many of them.
We're back on the road. This is the Oddcast, Jobcast, Podcast.
Yes. A bit of a mouthful there.
Yeah, we have nothing planned to talk about, simply because everything I planned was on my computer, which is sitting at home next to the bowl of spag bol, which we should have been eating.
Man, I've been cooking that shit.
You'd have cooked it, we're all there, but that's at home. We're on the road,
yeah.
And you're on the journey with us.
Yeah.
You're probably switched off by now.
Nah, then.
Yeah, nah, you probably have. They probably like... Oh, fuck it, I ain't listening to this shit. It's like fucking two men in a fucking idiot van. Two men in a van.
That's going to be a new sitcom with Charlie Sheen.
Two men in a van with Charlie Sheen. Yeah, well, what would that be about then, Bill?
I mean, two men in a van. Charlie Sheen's driving around. You see that School of Comedy? Where had the two. You never seen the School of Comedy?
No.
Right, check it out, the School of Comedy, right, it was Channel 4, and it was a load of kids. that would, it was a bit like sort of, the comedy was a little bit rude. A bit thinking like adult for the kids that were in it, but they were all playing adults, so you had like girls dressing up as like old men. Sorry?
Do your window up.
Oh, the window?
Yeah, only because I'm getting cold. Yeah. And your window seems to be broken. Yeah.
But there used to be two kids in that used to sit in a van, like white van men.
And
like a bird will pass out, so I go, good, cheerfully,
And how old are these kids, by the way? 14?
I think they were between the age of like 11 and the oldest was 17, something like that.
School of Comedy, that's just
School of Comedy.
It rings a bell now you said it and what you say it's about, but.
It's funny shit. Like, seriously funny.
Seriously funny shit.
Seriously funny shit. So that's what Charlie Sheen's TV show.
Who else would be in
the van? Who else would be in
it? Who would be the second man?
Who would be the second man? That could be like Danny DeVito. I'm a fan of Danny DeVito. He makes a rare...
Danny DeVito. Charlie Sheen would be driving.
Yeah.
So Charlie Sheen would be the main driver. Danny DeVito would be...
No, Danny DeVito would be driving. He would be the fat guy. And it won't be... Instead of it was Charlie Sheen driving a van, it would be a nice, prim, proper, like, souped-up van or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Danny DeVito driving it. He's working for someone like UPS.
Yeah, yeah.
Danny DeVito driving a big brown van and a brown suit.
Just about sees over the wheel.
Yeah.
That's you, the little stilts for the pedals. You can only drive an automatic van.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because technically, as the size Danny DeVito is, he's kind of like handicapped, isn't he? He's got a bit of a disability because he's that small.
He is a disability.
Small, fat and airy. He's like a hobbit.
He's a poor little bugger.
He's a poor little bugger. He's Merv the Perv as well. So there you go. Check out School of Comedy and Two Men in a Van starring Charlie Sheen and Danny DeVito. Comedy Central.
Yes!
Comedy Central soon. Is what it'll be soon. So, what should we talk about? Any movie news I've got going on? I don't know.
Have you got some movie news? I've got a little bit of movie news.
Hey, go on, Bill.
Can I share this with you?
Bill, you go crazy, man.
Can I share this with you?
Yeah, right. You can.
Right, well, Kate's dad is a bit of an antiques dealer.
Yeah.
Right, and he had a couple of chairs and that hanging about, and he didn't really want them anymore, so he put them into an antique shop to sell.
As you do.
Right, and he had them in there, and someone came into the shop from... this movie company, Dark Films, Dark Funny Films, I say.
Right, okay, never heard of them. But
have you heard of a new film coming out called Snow White and the Eight Dwarfs?
No.
No?
No.
Apparently there's a film that's going to be made, Snow White and the Eight Dwarfs.
It's breaking news.
Yeah, because there was an eighth dwarf, apparently in the first 5 minutes or so of the story, he dies.
What was he called? Deadly?
I don't know. Otherwise.
Poorly.
His name was Paulie. Sicky.
Yeah.
But, so Kate's dad has put this chair into his auction shop. Someone's gone in there who's cut from the film.
Yeah.
And their chair, which is Kate's dad's, is going to be used as Snow White's chair in the movie.
Oh, so we're going to be watching that. It'll be all little planet of flame. You'll be like, I saw that chair once!
Yeah!
I saw that chair! Look at that! Look who's thinking that! Yeah. It's Charlie Sheen!
Yeah. Yeah. Playing Snow White on crack.
It's Snow White.
That's why it's called Snow White, because he's just doing it all the time.
Boom, boom. Not that we're saying Charlie Sheen does drugs anymore, because apparently he's been clean.
He is. He's the male Snow White.
Hanging around with his eight hookers, his seven dwarfs, all midget porn stars. That's what they are.
Midget porn stars.
So, other movie news. I was trying to think. I had a load set up, but... Trying to think.
Oh, come on, man, you got a memory.
I'm trying to think. Hey, let me pause it for a second. All right, okay, yeah. I remember what I was going to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Human Centipede 2. Yeah, the film that got banned in this country, but then got lifted and they made cuts, got released in America.
Yeah.
So it's been out in America. American audiences have gone to see it. Not in their millions and all that.
Yeah, imagine.
It's not a massive film. It's not the one to take the kids to see. But apparently I listened to a thing earlier and I read something up about it because I just wanted to see what it was about.
Yeah.
Obviously the story was about a fat guy called Martin who got sexually abused by his dad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then sexually abused by his therapist and beaten up by his mum. So he weren't having a good time.
Sexually abused by his therapist?
Yeah. Who he was to see because his mum said he was a liar. You know, He's a bit messed up.
What's he like? I can't help you unless you let me touch your penis.
A little bit like that. I'm going to fuck that retard, apparently. That's little things he was saying, isn't it?
Oh, right.
But apparently, yeah, so he's a bit messed up. Yeah. But his one outlet of life, or outlet, in to make out of his bad reality, is he loved the Human Centipede 1. Yeah. So he watches that film every night at his night job in a parking garage.
Yeah.
Right? So they're literally saying Human Centipede 2 is a sequel, but Human Centipede 1 is a film in Human Centipede 2.
Yeah.
Right, so we're in reality now.
Yeah.
Human Centipede was a film, this is now reality, this is real life.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened is that I read out about what's happening, and he wants to make the Human Centipede. And so what he does, he starts getting people who have done bad things to him in his life.
Yeah.
And he gets them, and he sticks them in a warehouse, and he sticks them together. But we all know, you can't make a Human Centipede.
Nah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of the first film. It's inaccurate. It's not meant to be accurate at all. It's impossible to do. So this one, he tries to do it, then realises he can't do it, so then he just starts going a bit crazy and just stapling them together, chopping them up.
Making a botched job of it.
But that's not what freaked me out about the whole when someone explains to me. There are scenes in it which are disgusting. And now I'm going to put a warning out now. This is going to upset a few people.
Really?
Yeah. So if you don't want to hear it for the next minute or so, maybe skip it. Or just mute it for a minute or whatever.
Hang on, I don't want to hear it. Let me skip this shit.
You need to hear this, Bill. He does certain things, such as masturbating with sandpaper.
Oh, fuck.
To the film. Yeah. He also kidnaps these people, one including a pregnant woman, and then attaches her to the Human Centipede.
Fuck.
And then when she escapes, he doesn't realise, she goes and gives birth to her child, but when he's chasing her, she kills the child by treading on it in the car, then she crashes. So it is proper messed up. And I don't know if I want to see it anymore.
Really? Like, it's putting you off?
It's put me off, but I know
you kind of do, but
yeah, after I explained that, then they kind of spoke about it, but he's still got that kind of, it sounds worse than it is when you see it.
Yep.
So when you see it, it's not as bad. It's just a whole image in your head now. I've built up an image of this film, and it's going to be like, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you watch it, it might be a bit more toned down. But it makes you wonder, though, doesn't it?
Even with it like that, that's not bad enough to hear.
It's enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
That puts you off, doesn't it, for the rest of the film.
You know what's so surprising about it? Like, it's not the actual storyline or anything like that. It's the fact they've been allowed to make a second one.
Well, they want to make a third one. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? It's like,
why are people going to be able to push it back?
Yeah, that's what he seems to be doing. Like, in the first film, the idea pushed the boundary.
Yeah.
It wasn't what you saw, it was the idea. This one, it's more what you're seeing is pushing the boundary. What's the third one going to be? Is it 3D or 4, 5D? Fucking, they actually do come out and they actually do start stabbing you in the cinema.
Just to make it more real.
Yeah. You fucking bleed, motherfucker! Bleed, motherfucker! So it freaks you out. I mean, what's the worst film you've seen where you kind of did, this is enough?
I don't know. I like the films The Hills Have Eyes, but I did like the scene where they rape the woman in the pregnant.
Rape's never a good thing to watch.
Not at all, man.
I mean, in films it pushes the plot along and that, but there is a taste to it. There's like,
you could just hear it. I don't want to be seeing it.
Sometimes it's unnecessary. Sometimes there's a rape in the film and you think, why the hell, where did that come from?
Oh.
I mean, Hills Have Eyes, you could really say there was no need for that rape at all.
No, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it didn't mean anything. It wasn't like Jodie Foster, the accused. They didn't go back and do a court case about it. They didn't get the mutants in the court case. Get fucking, Johnny Cochran to represent them.
Johnny
Cochran. Do you know what I mean? But horror films are pushing the limits now, I think. And, I don't know whether someone's going to put a stop and say, look, that's it, no more.
Yeah.
This is all. That's all you can do.
Like a cap on it.
Oh, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. I mean, because to be fair, the world is a horrible place. Look what happened to Gaddafi.
Yeah.
All the videos out of him getting like attacked and beaten up and shot.
Mutilated,
people watched it, but they were like, people weren't shocked by it. It was normal. It was like, good fucking riddance to him.
Yeah, but still, you know,
I don't think one crime is sort of punishable. Like,
with that sort of fucking violence. Again, he should have been fucking like tried.
But then again, with Gaddafi, I stick to my guns that he died.
Hang on.
Is it still recording? Yeah, it's still recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got attacked and killed by the people that he treated as animals. Yeah. You treat people as animals,
I suppose.
And, you know, they're gonna act like animals. As simple as that.
Yeah, but I think if... Yeah.
So, he done it himself. He, you know, he created this mob himself. He has only himself to blame. The way he led that country and the way he was a dictator and he killed innocent people, he created animals out of them that they did not see any harm in doing it. Do you know what I mean? So, to them, that was their way of, well, he's treating me like an animal, I'm going to treat him like an animal.
That's how we were like.
I'm going to put him down. Do you know what I mean? It's animal instinct. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To them, that's what it was. Get him, kill him.
Yeah.
They had no kind of like, I'll get him and then we'll take him to the news people, yeah, and then we'll give him to the police and then like that. Because they in their heads they're thinking, no, he'll get away. You know, they'd seen their families get tortured and killed, so they wanted to see him get tortured and killed. They'd done it too much. But obviously, I don't know everything about Gaddafi. I'm not a Gaddafi, I don't know what the word is. I'm not a fan. I'm not a Gaddafi fan.
You're not a friend on Facebook.
I'm not a fan. I did tweet him a few times. He added me on Google Plus.
Yeah. Gaddafi sent you poker chips on Ziggo Poker.
Yeah, he did. Oh, fuck. He didn't get back to my Farmville invitations. That new, what's the new one on Facebook that I keep getting?
He kept attacking my farm.
He fucking took my farm over. He took it over, fucking bum. What's that new thing on Facebook now? Let's move on now. There's a new thing on Facebook. Sims. I keep getting invitations to play the fucking Sims on Facebook.
I never used to play this fucking Sims, man.
And it's winding me out.
It's kind of shit.
Every time I go onto like my notifications, like one question, ooh, who's that? Blah 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 had invited you to go and play Sims. I don't care! I can't play it! I don't want to play it!
It's fucking boring. But you've got to live your own life, hard enough.
Exactly!
You've got to sit there and fucking
live another fucking
job
Sim
on
life.
Fuck off!
I won't treat you well. Do you know what I mean? I'll forget about it.
That's it.
And then when I do go in there about 3 weeks' time, it'll turn into an animal and it'll kill me.
Yeah.
I'm Gaddafi. In that scenario. I am the Gaddafi of that scenario. I won't treat you very well and it will fucking attack me back.
I'd be like the worst busker in the world. I'd like on a computer game, I'd on The Sims, I'd be a fucking hobo sitting on the streets, I think.
Hobo what then?
Second job. They ain't paying me. I'm not actually dancing in that room with 20 other people having a great time. No, I'm sitting here watching 20 people fucking dance in a room.
Yeah. Watching, in a peephole,
Yeah.
Billy in a corner of a room watching these people.
I'm watching you.
Right, so Bill, give us an update. Where are we? What are we doing?
Where are we? Right, we are on the A130, heading towards the A127, which is going to take us into Basildon. We're going to a place called Paydock Road, I think. I will type that into my phone in a minute.
Paydock?
No, Paydock.
Paydock.
That's what I said.
Right, okay.
Hey,
that's why I said hey, look,
because
hey, look,
excuse
me. Yeah. Right, okay. So we're going to go and pump the tyre.
Yeah, well, that's what we're going to do, man.
On a lorry.
Shouldn't be there too long. I think we should try and see if you can keep this going while I'm working.
Well, I got to talk whilst you're putting the thingy on.
Yeah.
Well,
not a commentate. You can stay in the van.
I could commentate. I could give it like a little commentate and like, and he's taken the tyre. Oh, he didn't take that tyre off too well. Look at the tyres, it's gone down the hill. Billy chasing down the hill like a bit of cheese. And then one of them little cheese grabbing places.
Cheese grabbing? What the fuck's that? That was that place.
The place they do like a game.
Grabbing cheese?
Where the cheese gets rolling down the hill and they have to go and chase it. Oh. Chase the cheese.
Oh, cheese grabbers.
Cheese grabbers. I don't know if it's cheese grabbing, I don't know. So where we go? We're going to a bit of roadworks at the moment.
There is loads of roadworks going on everywhere.
Yeah, we're going towards Canvey Island, Basildon, Crematorium.
Yeah, it's all up this way.
I've never gone this way before.
Can I say that, refer back to that, them roadworks that are going on outside my yard.
Yep, that's true.
I'd like to talk about, we've got a couple of local alcoholics that live around in and around my yard.
Yeah.
Right, and they're a couple. Right. And I walked into the news agents about 3 weeks ago, and the woman's come in, and she's really skinny, She looked all wrinkly and that. She's probably only about 23, 24, but she looks fucking 90.
Like a Chinese woman.
Yeah. But she's walked in the shop and she's got his pair of sunglasses on, but her face is all like sucked back. And she's like, oh, I haven't got any money on me. Like, can I have a drink? Can I get a beer? And he's like, no, like, fucking, you already owe me 50 quid.
What pub's this?
No, this was in a news agent.
The news agent, all right, here you go.
Right, and I couldn't believe that he had given this alcoholic a fucking tab in the first place. Right, but then today, because they're doing all these roadworks, I've looked out the yard, and the woman's walking down the road with her husband, and they're all hand in hand, and they're all lovey-dovey. And then I've sort of said something to it, and I've turned around, and they're both on opposite sides of the road now, shouting across the road at each other, right, having a right man. The geezer's walked off, and then she stood there, like, side, put her sunglasses on. She turned around, and she's walked over towards the sign that says roadworks. And she stood there reading it for ages, And then I was like, a bit, looked at Jamie, like the kid who I work with. And I was like, what the fuck's she doing over there? So we carried on watching. And she's looked down and she's picked up this bit of tarmac, right? Which was about that big, right? It's a big piece.
Size of a football?
Yeah, about the size of a football. Yeah. Right? And she's barely been able to lift it up, right? And she's picked it up. And then threw it back down on the ground, straight away.
Angry.
Yeah. And then she sort of fucking stood there for a bit, mumbled something to herself. And then she's walked across the road, and there's a traffic cone, right, on the path. She's walked along, she's kicked it over, right, and then she took a step, stopped, turned around, looked like she apologised to it, picked it up, looked underneath it.
Yeah.
I don't know, thought she was going to find some money or something. Put it down and sort of like give it a little wave and walked off.
No, this is good. So she apologised?
She apologised
for the cone.
Yep.
Okay, she must have good feelings for the cone.
Oh, I think she's known it for a few months now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take it out on you. Well, where's the other guy? Where's the other guy gone?
He walked off around the corner, I didn't see where he went. She was just in full view. So I just had to stand there and watch her. Why she just kicked this cone over, fucking hell, off her head. But I'm sort of hoping that she'll be able to give us an entertaining story every week. So I do see her quite often.
I think you can try and, you can keep that up. I think if she does, and no doubt she will.
Yeah, definitely.
Keep us updated on her.
Bum watch.
Bum watch, genius. What you haven't done? You know, we're having a bit of waste of watch for a while, a bit of bum watch.
Bum watch.
But Bill, just back then, we went past a circus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what are your views on circuses?
I don't like circuses at all.
No? Why? Is it the clowns that scare you?
There's all these stories of like the gypsies recently. Like, we've actually just gone past like Dow Farm.
Okay, we've just gone past Dow Farm, everybody.
We've
talked about it before.
Yep, we're all around.
BUI podcast, if you carried on listening to this crazy one.
Yep.
That was Dow Farm. That was the gypsies' little site, which half of them are still there, but the other half had to leave.
They can't be moved yet, bastards.
No, but half of them are allowed to stay there because it's theirs.
Yep.
But the other half had to leave.
Yep.
Okay, anyway, carry on.
What was I saying? Yeah, gypsies. Well, gypsies, and they're all like, they're all fucking aggro and all up in people's faces and stuff like that. And I don't know, like circus people, sort of, they travel around.
Are circus people the same as what you would call a traveller?
I don't know if I can put them in the same category. I don't think I can, but they
the
wear
same
masks
as...
and stuff, so...
They wear masks?
But the clowns and shit like
that.
Oh,
the clowns!
They've got fucking animals and shit.
That's what I don't agree with, the animals.
Yeah.
Because you know those animals there are not being treated that well.
The way they should be, you know, if they was in zoos.
Especially when they got fucking lion. I've seen one at a lion. How the fuck can you look after tame a lion?
That's a lot of money in meat. That's probably being fed they like just fucking cat biscuits.
That's probably being fed cats.
Yeah, fed cats. Little felix in a bowl.
Then fucking all zoos struggle to fucking look after lions. Yep. How the fuck can a traveling circus? They must beat it up, sedate it. It's that's why I don't like circuses. It's not the clowns. Clowns don't scare me. Well, they have the ability to scare me, but they don't scare me that much. It's the animal cruelty, which I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
And they can sit there and say they look after animals. I don't believe that you can look after something which is being fucking moved around the country I don't know why has no one stopped it?
Well, because they move.
Can't find them. People and like that, yeah. They sent someone there.
They left. We tried it. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't...
Go down there and tell them they can't have that lion.
Fuck off.
Hey, guy, there's a fucking lion down there.
It's a bit like, was it in the film Big, where he goes and he makes himself big and he goes back to the same place, right? And the machine, it isn't there, is it?
No, it's been moved. No, because he goes, he's at the fairground, isn't he? This is Tom Hanks and B. He goes there afterwards, but the fairground's gone. Yep. The travellers have gone.
That's it, right?
But what he does, he finds one, doesn't he? Later on in the film, down by the pier.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, he finds it, and that's where he becomes small again.
There's a thing like a circus, it's like one massive party. You go, we could go there tonight, and all the lights are going, and there's millions of people
and
there.
Lions and penguins,
and they'll go
meerkats.
All music, strobe lights, fireworks. That's a good party tune.
Yeah.
And then you get there in the morning, they're gone. Like, what the fuck? These people, they're like Narnia people. Yeah. They just come and fucking go.
Circus are like Narnia people. That's exactly what they are. Yeah. That's true.
Fuck yeah, that
was... Where are we now, Bill?
Right, we're just coming into main Basildon.
Main Basildon, everyone.
Main Basildon.
I hope you're enjoying this podcast, because this is the most... This is like a test podcast. I mean, it's never been done before.
No, never. By anyone? Maybe the first.
Maybe. Probably
has anyone ever done a podcast in a car?
In a van.
Riddle me that.
Yeah, riddle me that. There you go. First time ever for everything. And I really thank you for listening.
Yeah, that's it.
Most people would have just gone, oh, no, I don't. I listen to the normal one. They probably don't even do that.
We download it just to feel good about it.
This one, they're like, what are they talking about? Because I'm just talking shit.
I downloaded 19 in the last one.
19?
Yeah, boosted our ratings a bit.
Cheers, Bill. But that's no good because... And you still fucking sent in hate mail.
I'm going to kill you bastards! Get off my ears! You hurt my ears!
So I don't know how well this is coming out, how well it sounds. I mean, obviously, you'll know more when it's up and that, but I might have to tweak a little bit. I'm going to keep it. This is fucking raw. This is Oddcast Podcast on the Jobcast Raw.
That's exactly what it is, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, pal.
No, that's all right. Billy's driving. We're going through Basil. Just gone past the garden centre. Garden and mower centre. How exciting is that? Should we need a mower?
Need a mower centre.
You are a cunt. You are a cunt. Nobody likes you because you are a cunt. You are a cunt. You are a cunt. Fuck off and die, you useless
sharp cunt.
God, that's funny.
So we've reached the destination, Bill.
Destination.
We
made it.
Yeah, man. We're now here.
Just continuing from the last one.
Nope, this is not new extra bit.
Oh, okay. A new extra bit.
What I'll probably do, I'll probably just put a little bit in between.
It's okay.
Crack it up.
Nice.
Is that man? We're not talking about you, like. We're here
now. We're waiting for the lorry driver to fucking turn up.
So, should we have a little cunt cupboard then?
Oh, little cunt cupboard. You little cunt. Yeah.
What should we discuss today?
I don't know, there's a few things we should discuss. I mean,
Bill, I think we should discuss
driving
your van.
Driving the van.
Things that piss you off when you're driving your van. Come on. It's all about you, man. Come on, this is a podcast, Jobcast podcast.
Okay, right, well, I don't like people that don't have manners. Right? Say if I'm driving down the road and I pull in behind a car to let someone come through, and they just drive through, I sort of really want to, as they're driving past, push my door open.
Yeah. Smack them.
Yeah.
That's what you get. Yeah. Give them a dent in their car.
Yeah. Don't say much. Flash your light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say hello.
Stick your hand up.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Even if they flash your light, put the full beams on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know what you mean. Yeah, man. It's just like, thank you. Bit of courtesy. Yeah. Road courtesy. Smile a day, Billy.
Smile a day. I tell you what, even if they stuck their fingers up and went, bollocks, I'll be happy.
At least you acknowledge me. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Right, okay, yeah. What other manners on the road, though?
It is a lot to do with that.
But people
because I am always out in a van driving this thing.
Even when you let people in, yeah, and that, and they don't say thank you and that, or
yeah,
or people that you're trying to, it even goes the opposite way where you're trying to be nice, mm-hmm, but then they don't fucking look at you at all, yeah, and then it winds you up more.
Yeah,
because you're just trying to be nice and they're just sitting there and you're like go, and then you literally stop. You've stopped and they're sitting there. Oh, you let me out? Then yeah, fucking you got go. Fucking move.
Them sort of people were probably like approached by paedophiles when they were younger. So any sort of stranger trying to make eye contact is just don't look at me. Oh, no.
All right, what's your second nomination then?
Second nomination would be, I don't know, people that don't use their indicators.
Oh, yes.
Get a lot of that, man. People that brake before using their indicators.
So it's what would we call it? Technique.
Mm-hmm. Technique, yeah.
Techniques that you should be fucking using because you got taught. One of the first things you got taught, mm-hmm, indicate. If you're going to go left, mm-hmm, tell us you're going left.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Let me know, man.
We're not in your car.
Yeah, I'm not watching your set now.
If you're going to go right, mm-hmm, tell us you're going right.
Yeah.
Put your fucking arm out the window. We don't care. Let us know. I hate that when we come into a junction and they're going at a nice speed and then suddenly they just go, turn to the left. You're like, whoa, what the fuck?
Just chuck it on you.
No, mm-hmm, not because you're going too fast behind them, because you've got to understand, when someone goes to turn a corner and you don't know they're about to do it, you're still going at 30,
yep,
they haven't really slowed down that much, and because they slow right down to go around that corner,
boom,
you hit them.
The distance changes dramatically.
Because they've had to slow right down to go around the corner.
Yep.
Yeah, but indicators are there for a reason, and that's it won't. Well, people that,
it's right there, you can reach it from
here. People that use the indicators, I had a thing today, right? I was driving up Molesham Street,
mm-hmm,
it's a one-way street, so it's very easy to do. Uh-huh. Lady pulled out of a little park space, so I let her out, pulled out, and then she was driving up the road, and then she put her indicator to go left, because there was a big space to park in. So I sort of slowed down, and I thought, well, I don't need to stop, because she can just drive in, it's a massive space, she can drive straight into it. But no, what she did, she stopped, and I thought, what's she stopped for? And then she went into the space on the right, a tiny gap, and I was like, I wouldn't have minded if you'd indicated that, but you indicated to go left, and then you ended up going right into the smaller space. What the fuck are you doing?
On crack.
And I was sitting there, I was like, what the fuck? How people get away with driving, I have no idea.
So, yeah, some people, you just can't.
How they got their licence, they must have sucked somebody off.
Because
that is just awful driving. People don't put their lights on.
Yeah.
It's getting dark. Yeah. Put your fucking lights on.
If only, just, I don't put them on to see where I'm going. I put them on to see, so you can see your dashboard lights.
Yeah.
Sorry, your speedo and your petrol and that. Because that all lights up.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily dark outside. I just put it on. Just
it's not against the law to have your fucking lights dimmed. Apparently, there's a law coming in that soon you have to have your lights dimmed at all times. In Canada, you do.
Yeah?
Yeah, your lights have to be on dim. They have to be dipped or whatever they call it.
Dipped. Dim what?
Dip chocolate, maple syrup if it's Canada. But, what's your third nomination, Bill?
Third nomination for bad habits.
Things that wind you up driving in your van.
People that drive around, right, I see like a little like convertible Mazda MX-5,
yeah,
right, with a roof down, right. And a geezer going through a midlife crisis, or he's just a hairdresser, and they're blaring out some right cheesy music.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, really loud. And I work, like, in the middle of town, like, well, just outside the town centre. And you get so many of them sitting in the traffic lights outside our yard. Just geezers sitting there, all their fucking hair gelled up and shit, bopping their head to some fucking crap.
S Club 7.
Oh, don't. Don't even go there.
So it's people on the road that are there just to pose.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Getting away. Giving you like, what, they stop at traffic lights, think, I'm going to race this fucking van. You're like, I'm not fucking surprised, the van only goes 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's it. I've got a van full of shit. I do try to, though.
Do you? Try and rag the shit out.
I know I won't be in for pace, but if I can go react first and I pull away first, then I do. I'm just like that, wah, the winner. I was quicker than you. They could just fly off. Boom, but I know. I beat them. I was there off the line quicker.
In my heart, my head, I beat them.
That's it, in my van. Fuck off.
All right, Bill, so what should we put in there then, out of them three? So you got bad manners, bad technique, and then just technically poser drivers, right, which always beat you in a race.
It's going to be manners, I think, because...
Like simple thank you.
Don't cost anything.
Simple thank you. Don't cost anything.
Don't cost shit.
Don't cost shit, you cunt.
You cunt.
All right, shut down.
So I can happily now, anyone that doesn't say thank you or anything, to you, anyone listening, you can just laugh and know you're in the cunt cupboard.
Yep. Alright, so that's it. That was the end of the very special and...
Special edition.
It was unscheduled.
Yep.
Sort of spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
Yep.
Off the cuff.
Oddcast, jobcast, podcast.
Yes. Glad you like that shit.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, I hope you listened.
Otherwise, this is the one that you'll be like, oh my god, ignore this episode.
Nah.
Fucking ignore episode 17 because that's the one you don't want to listen to.
This is a one that they will remember.
Yeah, I can't remember what we talked about. We talked about Gaddafi and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little cunt cupboard, a little tiny one. Talked about circus.
The circus people,
yeah. Danny DeVito.
The drunken lady.
Bum watch has made an appearance now. So we're going to keep that going. We've even got a new sitcom, so Charlie Sheen, Danny DeVito. Watch out.
That's
coming to Comedy Central.
Two men in a van.
And, yeah, so you can contact us at Barker Podcast,
yep,
and at Oddcast Podcast on Twitter.
I'd like to hear some drunken stories, I think.
Yeah, we want to hear some drunken stories.
Being drunk.
Email us at BarkerPodcast @hotmail.co.uk. Mm. Simple. And
before we go,
we are now on ruderadio.net.
Rude Radio.
Every week.
You can
listen, I don't know, I might chuck this in there. Ooh. Might chuck this in there. You could be if this is Saturday.
Oh.
You've just listened
to our Wednesday.
You've just listened to our podcast, and you'll be like, "I hope he ain't like this every fucking week."
He's doing it on his phone.
I thought this was a proper radio station. I thought we were going to hear some proper good podcasts. But if you're listening to us now on Rude Radio,
you've been duped.
It gets better. Honestly, it gets better. Go to barkerproductions.tumblr.com, or even find us on iTunes. Listen back to other episodes because next week you're going to get a proper studio version of us.
A proper studio, live from a living room.
Live from a living room with beer and dogs.
Beer
and dogs and a telly in the background.
That's what we do. Yep.
But if you're listening to this on Rude Radio right now, thank you for staying. And stay tuned because at 12 o'clock you can hear Adam at the movie show with me. And then at 2 o'clock you can hear, 2 till 6 that is, you can hear the indie show with me. Loads of music, loads of talk. On ruderadio.net. It's the only radio station where you can sit and swear all the fucking time. So, is the guy here now to sort us out, Bill? Alright, so.
Yeah, rock and roll all the way, baby.
Eric's been very filled with jealousy since, and decides it's time to get his miniature man bits puzzled.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh my god!
And maybe you shouldn't be living here!
USA! USA! USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get 'em, but the law never will. Making their way
it's just a little bit more.
Boy, living just for it to be. I won't grow up anymore and for what I wanted and got. Drink beer with the girls. I'm just after death. I will be with who I wanted. I never been comforted. Cause so city for me.
Bravo! Hands down, the best performance I've seen thus far on the X Factor UK. The way these two have grown in this competition, are you kidding me? They're going all the way. They're going to the top.
This competition,
£1 million
this competition
record contract
exists for these two individuals.
I couldn't agree more.
It's the reason why we have a competition like this, I think, is to showcase.
I just love seeing them become who they are.
Yeah, I agree, because when we started this competition, they seemed like somebody totally different.
Oh, and the way they've grown, oh, it's amazing.
One thing I really wanted to point out about the piece that they chose was the strength of the accompany music.
Oh,
their vocals
absolutely.
Really enhanced and brought out the
well, the stage presence was almost frightening. The way they danced about, I felt like I was part of the show.
Literally, the entire time they were singing, my eyes were closed, and it was like they were inside my head. Their presence was it was hard to deny their presence. Matter of fact, I believe that...
Can't be denied. Henry, what did you think of this?
Oh, it turned my stomach and right
into. I'm a yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing them to the top.
I'm a yes.
We'll definitely see them next week. You are moving on. Beyonce, eat your fucking heart out, Minge.